This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this is an interesting study that's come out. They figured out why men get beer bellies and why women become pear-shaped. Now, this has been very, very frustrating for me because my weight was so good. I lost the baby weight. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, I had to switch my birth control. And, you guys all remember when I talked to you about the Niagara Falls period that I had in the middle of work? All right. You guys all remember that. Okay. Oh, that was very, very scary time. So we switched the birth control, and I probably gained, 30 pounds over the next few months. I thought I was pregnant. Kept running a pregnancy test going, I must be pregnant. And my husband's like, it couldn't be mine. It doesn't matter. I could be pregnant. Something's up. I couldn't believe it. I checked my thyroid or whatever. And once you gain the weight, you're screwed. Now, yes, you could lose it. You could get skinny again. But once you gain that weight, it's tough. So I've never been able to shed those extra 30 pounds, which it was so frustrating to me because I looked good. Also, it doesn't help being in radio because in radio, you sit for hours at a time doing your show. Yes, I try to exercise, and there's some little exercises I could tell you guys to do at your desk, but it's not like, running around seeing, 40 patients a day in the clinic. So you start to gain weight. And where I gained my weight, right, was tushy. I always had a big butt, so who knew? Right? I started to gain it around the tummy and the thighs. The thighs. Oh, my gosh. Please. The boobies got a little bigger. I didn't mind that, it was really frustrating for me because, you can't wear a lot of dresses when you got these big, huge thighs. And then, of course, the tummy. Now, men, however, when they distribute fat, it's a little different. We call them beer bellies, even though a lot of guys don't drink beer. So, according to Dr. Zaping Li from the University of California, Los Angeles, says the bodies are programmed to send the fat straight to the stomach, right? They say estrogen causes women to store fat in their hips and legs, which causes a pear-shaped figure. I would say my shape is more like watermelon. Maybe. I don't know if I have that. I don't know what my... Anyway. And they go, this allows men... So men deposit in the tummy. Women deposit in their tushy and their hips. And it allows them to have energy deposits saved for when they're pregnant. Now, to me, that doesn't really make too much sense. Because if women have fat in their breasts or in their arms or whatever, your body can use any of those stores whenever it wants to. But... obviously, men deposit fat a little differently than women. Men may also deposit it more in their neck, right, which is why we may see more sleep apnea and issues with snoring because they have less of a nice open airway. The fat seems to be more constricting. Obviously, men are then at higher risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease with the more abdominal fat. However, women are too. Now, the worst type of fat is your visceral fat. That's where the fat starts to develop along the organs. Right? And when it develops there, the organs don't like to be surrounded by fat. They release chemicals. It messes with metabolism. So, when you lose space to store your fat, and you could still keep gaining weight. You could get heavier and you could get heavier. But when your body doesn't know where else to put the fat, it starts to deposit around the organs. And that's some scary stuff. Dr. Lee said when they run out of storage place in the belly, that's the time the fat starts accumulating in the liver, pancreas, and muscles. Same thing for women. Women have extra capacity in their tushy and their thighs and their hips, you know, and then the fat starts to go to their stomach, starts becoming a spare tire, starts going around the organs, the internal organs. So we have an issue. And our issue is we really need to be more anti-fat than we are. The one problem that we've had over the last, I should say, maybe 10 years is we're the pendulum keeps swinging. Remember in the 90s, you had to be a stick. Okay, yeah, Jane Fonda was running around in the 1980s making us do aerobics, you know, but you know, still, women in the 80s still had a little bit more, you know, like Baywatch, you still had a little bit more curves. Then in the 90s, it was all about Skeletor, and everybody had to be super skinny, and then that went into the 2000s, and finally people are like, whoa. You start to have the Kim Kardashians, you start to have the Beyoncés, Mariah Carey, and you had people out there going, look, you know, I got a little bit more booty, I got a little bit more curves, it's okay. At the same time, Facebook and social media started to rise, right? And we realized that we could manipulate our pictures. We realize that there's ways to take pictures. You know, you could raise the camera a certain way. You could pose. You could, and you could, you know, tilt your head a certain way. You could do certain Instagram filters. And all of a sudden now you can make yourself look 30 pounds lighter. So you're like, well, then I guess I look good. People stopped looking at the mirror and they looked at themselves on Facebook. In fact, when I have to check my teeth to see if I have food in my teeth, I take a picture. I look at myself on my phone. I don't look in a mirror. So all of a sudden, we've started to go the other way. And many of us are actually letting ourselves go, and we don't realize it because we look really, really good when we take a selfie. That's a problem. So the pendulum has swung the other way. And we really need to go back to this, don't get fat, don't get fat, don't get fat. If you do get fat, you need to exercise. You need to be of a certain way. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. And we don't have to be, you know, completely skinny, you know, skeletons running around. But I think we are completely underestimating what is going on inside our body. Maybe we need to show students pictures, you know, in school of what, you know, the fat around the organs look like. You know, and you know, I didn't overeat. You know, I didn't overeat. You know, and for me, yes, it was very hormonally driven. You know, could I have exercised harder? Yeah, I could have exercised harder. Could I have cut more calories? Yeah. You know, and I think some of us with genetics and metabolism issues do have to work 7 times harder. But we let ourselves go. I've seen it. Hey, we need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is an interesting email that we need to talk about, okay? Gregan from Houston writes, not sure what to do. On Sunday, wife wanted me to go to a church, I think it's a typo, wife wanted me to go to a church function, and I told her I was tired and wanted to sleep in. When she came home, I was napping, but she found the porn I looked at prior. She is furious and hasn't spoken to me since. I don't have a huge porn habit, and she and I have looked at it together in the past, but I think she's ready to call it quits. Now, he goes on talking about how marriage therapy, you know, he's brought it up. She still won't talk to him. And it looks like she's really, really mad. So I want to stop here and you know, teach you guys really quickly about, you know, relationships and how to read the spouse when they're mad. Okay, so if I got this right, she wanted basically her husband to go with her somewhere. You know, he said, no, he's tired, he wants to take a nap. She comes home, sees porn. What do you think she's mad about? Do you think she's mad about the porn? Do you think she's mad that he lied to her? Do you think she's mad that she had to go to a church function by herself? That they're not a team? Maybe she's not even mad about any of that. You know, so you need to really, you know, kind of stop and look at what the problem is. You know, another big mistake many of you guys make is, let's say wife or husband want to go off and start yelling. All right, let's say, and again, I wish, you know, please call in. I would love, I understand many of you don't listen to the show when I'm on live, but I would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's say in this situation, okay, this is your wife, guys, and she starts to yell and scream, and, you know, you're sitting there. Okay, and, you know, what's your first inclination? Your first inclination, your first instinct is to say, all right, honey, calm down. It's not that bad. Let's talk. No, don't do that. If somebody's mad, now, again, you know, if you think they're going to hit you, if you think they're going to get a gun, okay, yeah, you need to get the hell out of there. You know, obviously you want to calm things down. You don't want to escalate them. However, or a bat. Okay, if they're getting a gun, you need to, like, flee, and, yeah, you need to get everybody the hell out of that house. Now, but when somebody is upset and they want to rant, okay, let them get that energy off. Trying to bottle it up, trying to make them bottle it up is not going to work. So if they're mad, and you also want to hear what they're saying. Unfortunately, when we fight, now I'm a woman. Okay, so I can't really speak for what men do. I've studied men very, very closely, all right? And I've you know, made many men upset, okay? But they fight differently. They air their grievances differently, okay? When a lot of us women fight, we are very, very good at making a case. We're excellent at it. I'm not doing this to stereotype women, but I got to tell you, we got to call it like it is. We're very, very good at making a case, many of us. So, if I got mad, if this was my husband, okay, and he didn't come with me to a function, and it's because he wanted to stay home looking at porn, it wouldn't be enough for me to just yell about that. I would probably bring up everything else. I would say, you're checking out of this marriage, you're not a good father, you're not this, you would rather sit there on a, you have an addiction problem, your whole family is full of perverts, that's where you get this from, and I would just probably go off on everything so that I would look less crazy, showing that I have all these arguments and this is why I'm mad. Now, why am I doing that? Why are people doing that where they go off and they bring up, you know, same thing with like these Yelp reviews or, you know, when a customer has a complaint, they don't complain of just one thing. They will bring in a second, third, and fourth so that it buttresses, it supports their platform such that they don't look like they're making a big deal over one thing. That all this stuff happened when they went to your restaurant or all this stuff happened when they went to your store such that it is so logical for them to be there grumpy. You see? So same thing. Women don't want to be called crazy. They don't want to be accused of making mountains out of molehills. So what should you be doing? This is your clue. Alright? You validate why she's mad. Now, let's say you really didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, you're allowed to stick to your guns. You're allowed to defend yourself. But if you did wrong by not going with her to the church, you need to own up to what you did wrong so that it validates her and she stops trying to find extra things to support her platform. So one of the first things I would do, let her though vent a little bit, all right? But one of the first things I would do if I was the guy is say, you know, you're right. You have every right to be mad. I lied to you. I lied. No wonder you're mad. You know, I know you're not that upset about the porn. I know, you know, we've looked at porn before. And I don't really look at porn a lot, so I know porn's not an issue. You know, you wanted me to be there with you. You know, I really just want to take a nap. I should have just told you that I just really want to take a nap or that I didn't really want to go there. You know, I'd rather do something else with you, to be honest. I should have conveyed that. And instead, you know, I said I wanted to, I just really didn't want to go. And I went about this wrong. Damn right you went about it wrong. You should have told me. I can't believe it. I know. She's going to calm down. I mean, if it's not the porn issue. Now, if it is the porn issue, oh, you got another problem. Okay, if she never, you know, caught you watch, you know, look at porn, and you do. Okay, and this is something I've already trained many of you guys into, you know, how to respond to that. Okay, you know, I women are very, very concerned that when you look at porn, you are doing so because they're not attractive enough and you need to get your excitement from another source. But that's not why you're looking at porn. Okay? I you're looking at it because you can, because it's out there, because it's interesting. Right? Now, because it, you know, gives you ideas. And maybe it does put you in a fantasy land that you cannot experience with wifey. Right? So, you know, a lot of women who can't handle their men looking at porn, you know, sometimes they need to realize that it's not personal. People don't cheat because they look at porn. Right? If somebody is going to cheat on the marriage and cheat on you, guy or girl, it's because they want something else. And many times it's not because of what they, you know, people don't go, well, I'm going to cheat on you because you won't do reverse cowgirl. No, that's not what happens. It's because they want the chase. They want the flirtation. They want somebody else. They want something different. That's not coming from porn. So, you know, now where it's really going to get tricky is when these sex robots, you know, start going, you know, getting out there on the market. And when you have all this virtual reality, I guess what's supposed to happen later, if not already, is you're supposed to be able to later put on a headset and you're going to be able to have affairs while sitting there on your couch in your mind. Now, I don't know what many of us spouses are going to do when it comes to that, because then that's cheating. And isn't that interesting, the delineation? Because there, you are really trying to live out and act out a fantasy with somebody else, even if it's virtual. But watching a movie, watching a video, watching, you know, I saw, was it 50 Shades of Grey? And, you know, I know there's supposed to be a sequel. And, you know, there was a lot of sex to that. I wouldn't call it full-on porn, but it was a movie about sex. What's different between wives watching that and a guy looking at a video online? Now, I understand some of these videos are pretty rough. I get that. They are pretty, hardcore. And that could scare you, I guess. You know, if somebody's watching pediatrics, children, I'd call the police. That's very, very creepy. But, we need to, as husbands and wives or couples, you know, be honest. So back to how to deal with the fighting. Number one is let them air their grievances. When you think it's going to start to escalate because you think that they don't feel like you're getting their point, all right, own up to what you did wrong, if you did do it wrong, and validate why they're mad. I should have been there with you and I didn't. You know, and look, I don't want to lie to you again. I mean, I'll go, but, you know, I would rather do things with you that I really want to do. You know, I'd like to do, because again, you know, what is she really mad about that she's not telling you? Is she mad that you don't want to spend time with her? Is she mad that you're not religious? You know, that she wants to be around church folk and you don't. What's she mad about? And that's the next thing you have to go. You know, once they calm down, you know, what is it that really upsets you about this? Because I want to make sure that you're happy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Beat not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We are still battling some pretty major blood shortages. For those of you that have not donated blood and you feel good, you haven't been sick, and it's been a while, we could sure use your blood. Alright, if you could go to your nearest blood bank, United Blood Services, American Red Cross, One Blood, tons of different blood banks in your area, please help out. Definitely we need blood. And it's not an easy thing to ask for, I understand. You know, I donate blood. I had surgery, so I'm not allowed to donate for another few weeks. But, we're not asking for money, right? We're not asking for you guys to put in a lot of time. Donating blood is not that difficult, and you still have plenty of blood, all right, to spare. So please, for those of you that aren't blood donors, those of you that are, they're like, oh, it's a piece of cake. I go, I know. But for those that aren't, they're like, oh, no, I gotta. Guys, it's very, very easy to do, and it is so life-saving. And God forbid you're in the hospital, you want to know that there's blood for you. So please, if you can. All right, so we want to lose weight. And we're not exercising enough. And we're hearing more and more and more that the longer you sit, okay, the worse it is. So, for example, there was a study, I believe, that came out last week, saying for those of us that have sit-down jobs, we will age 8 years. It basically takes 8 years off our life because we're not moving. And so there's a lot of things we need to do. If we do, and I understand, you know, everything is now computer, you know, oriented. You know, so here I am, you know, yesterday I was at work, but I actually sat because I had to sit there and make slides, and I was basically on my computer, you know, for about a good, you know, 3-4 hours in a block. I'm like, what's going on here? That's too long to sit down at a time. And imagine, you know, and yes, you know, I do radio, et cetera, but I get up and I still have to travel and I still have to move. But when you are at your desk for 8 to 10 hours, okay, there's things you need to do. So this is very interesting. There's a health blogger named Helen Foster, and she has come up with 6 simple office exercises. And I've talked to you guys about leg lifts and things like that. All right. But, you know, she has some very interesting ideas here. All right. So for 10 minutes, you could do some step aerobics. Remember I told you one exercise that is really easy to do in the house if you don't have time to go to the gym is to, for 10 minutes, find a step. You could even buy a step stool at Walmart or whatever. But you find a step in the house, and you get up. You put, you know, one foot on it. You bring up the other foot. Then you step back down, and then the other foot down. So it's like up, up, down, down. All right? You know, with each foot. All right? And you could do that for 10 minutes and burn a crap load of calories. They say start off slowly. You could use stairs. You could even go up the stairs. You could even climb 2 steps at a time. All right? Then you could start to, if you do work in a place that actually has a stairway, you could just go up and down the stairs. Going up obviously gets the heart rate going. Going down gives you a little bit of a break. All right? But whether you have 1 step or a whole stairwell, there's a lot of exercise you could do with that. If you need to hold the banister, they say hold the banister. Another thing they have is something called star jumps. Okay, it improves your heart health, your strength, endurance, and it's not supposed to be too humiliating, they say. Alright, I guess they go dealing, well, wait a second, are star jumps, is that what they're calling, not cartwheels, jumping jacks? Alright, so basically you stand with your feet together, hands at your side, jump and extend your legs to shoulder width apart while bringing your arms together. All right, so basically, basically I would say they're like jumping jacks. Jumping jacks is excellent. Remember when we were kids, we did jumping jacks? Here's the only problem. Most women, all right, over 30, cannot do jumping jacks because we pee on ourselves. So that's a really good exercise for men, all right? But do it 10 minutes on your next break. Another thing you could do at your desk are leg lifts. All right, this is something I do all the time, where if you have room under your desk while you're sitting there, right, you raise your legs. It starts to shape your hips, shape your thighs, tones you down. It works really nice. All right? And you could be doing that at your desk. You could do, like, you know, 5 minutes at a time every hour. All right? If you're embarrassed because people are walking by, then when people aren't walking by, you bring up your leg. And if somebody's looking at you, like, look, I'm just stretching. And you're not bringing out your leg abductingly like you're going to pee on a fire hydrant. You're straightening your leg under your desk. So you're straightening your legs. I don't want to get a blood clot. I'm straightening my legs. So you sit on the edge of the chair with your arms by your side. Extend one leg out. Flex your foot until your leg is parallel to your hips. Hold it there, maybe for about 5 seconds. If you could do 10 seconds, great. And repeat. Another thing you could do are wall push-ups. Now, this may be a little bit more humiliating because you have to sit there and exercise in front of people. People don't want to exercise in front of people. Okay, that's a big reason why a lot of us don't go to the gym. We don't want to sit there and get sweaty. We don't want to, you know, look like we're exercising. But for those of you that really do have quiet time, you know, or you could go to the bathroom for 10 minutes, you could do this even in the bathroom. Okay? So what you do is you stand up and you you basically you place your hands on the wall, shoulder width apart. You bend from the elbows. You use your arms to push yourself out from the wall and then back in. And so, great way to lose calories. You're working on your arms and you can burn more calories. There's something called wall sits, all right, where you have your back against the wall, shoulder width apart, okay? You slide down until your legs are bent at a 90-degree angle. Now, some of us with bad knees are like, oh, hell to the no, that's not going to work. And some of us who think we're going to lose our urine, all right, we're going to be like, oh, hell no, that's not working either. However, you know, you're leaning up against the wall anyway. So while you're doing that, why don't you do a wall sit where you just start to slide down and then get back up, okay? They say University of Sydney asked a group of workers to increase their amount they stood or moved in a day by 60 to 90 minutes. 7 times more people said that they finished their day feeling more energized than they had at the start of the study. So even these little bitty exercise things that you do, right, will help boost energy. Another thing you could do at your desk are shoulder shrugs, okay? You know, I do neck rolls and, you know, sometimes I try to, you know, do some arm rolls, but that could be too humiliating for people. That could be just too obvious. So why don't you do some shoulder shrugs? Shoulder shrugs will work on your trapezius muscles. The trapezius muscle is that big triangular muscle that attaches the back of the neck down to the back. So doing simple shoulder shrugs, I think it'll even help some of the rhomboids, and it'll allow you to still move and do something. You know, the one thing about exercise is it really gets the blood flowing, and it gets your heart pumping. And so when you try to do little things like this, it will energize you, and it'll help with circulation. The more circulation, the less tired, right? Because your blood's like, oh, why do you wake up? Well, you wake up because your body's like, well, wait a second here. Looks like I need to expend more energy. Sounds like, you know, she's a lot more active because your body's smart. When you sit there and watch TV and then you have to feel like, you know, you have to pee or you got to get something to drink, you don't want to get off the couch. You're comfortable. You start to get lazy. The more you sit, the more lazy you get. But if you're sitting there exercising while you're watching TV, you know, you're fine. You'll jump up and get something to drink. Or you'll jump up and go to the bathroom. You won't just sit there and hold it and hold it and hold it. So you need to get that blood pumping. Another thing I do is I do kind of like leg taps. I do that a lot. You know, people may say, oh, you look nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm just trying to move my legs. Now, one issue some of you will notice is, well, I've been doing that at a desk my whole life, and I'm still gaining weight. Your body will get used to it. Absolutely. Your body's going to get used to it. So you have to shake it up. Another thing I always recommend is suck it in your stomach. Have a little post-it note at your desk that says, suck it in. Because what happens is you suck in your stomach and then obviously you forget and you go about. But if you have that post-it reminding you to clench your stomach muscles and suck it in, if you end up doing that 10 times a day and you hold it for a few seconds at a time, every time you see your reminder. Now, if that little post-it note is sitting in the same place, your body's going to learn to ignore it. So you got to move that post-it note. You got to make it different colors. Every day when you sit down at your desk, write on a new post-it note, hopefully a different color, maybe a different ink, maybe with different decoration, that you need to do these, you know, stomach flexes. And Kegel. Can't go wrong with Kegeling. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. K-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I was looking up health news, and I saw something about a fake news vaccine. So I guess political news got into health news. And it's very interesting because vaccine obviously caught my eye. And they say that it might be possible to prevent people from falling prey to fake news by inoculating them with warnings that false information is out there, according to new research. So it's very interesting. I love when politics and health collide, and not just about the Obamacare Affordable Care Act. So this is being reported by Fox News. They said in an online study, scientists warn people about the type of misinformation they might encounter in a subsequent statement. This warning prevented the false information from taking hold in a way that wasn't possible by simply providing people with the correct facts after giving them a false statement. So, the researchers reported that misinformation can be sticky, spreading, and replicating like a virus. They say false information can be difficult to dislodge for many reasons, including that people may be motivated by political factors or issues of identity to want to believe things that the evidence doesn't support. People with vested interests may also intentionally induce confusion by claiming that there is scientific doubt about a particular conclusion, as has happened with climate change, according to Sander van der Linden. Okay, before we move on, talking about what the idea they have for a vaccine. All right, news has become entertainment. Let's just forget about all the signs here right now. Let's just talk about what's happened over the last 10, 20 years, okay? We used to watch the news, and I understand there was a lot of bias. I get that, okay? I get that, you know, when you report the news, that it's very easy, you know, even in the olden days to, you know, put in a facial expression or inflect your voice or stress one thing versus the other. Now, if you notice, when you listen to the radio broadcast in the 1930s and 1940s, it was very monotone. You know, so FDR, blah, 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 blah. It was just so monotone because, again, they didn't want to look like they just wanted to report news. Yes, there was yellow journalism, you know, newspapers, you know, we're still, you know, adding bias, right, you know, depending on, you know, where you read your news. But it wasn't a form of entertainment like it is now, right? If it wasn't entertainment, then all you would need is one news station. One news station that gave you the news, like the NBC Nightly News or whatever. You get your news, and then you move on and you get entertainment elsewhere. But no, now we get our news all over the place. In fact, many people get their news from Comedy Central. Now, I remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, I was watching Jon Stewart. Comedy Central, and I'm like, you know what? This is a much more fun way to get my news. No, no, no. You are not supposed to get your news in an entertaining manner. Now, I have a blog, and I write articles that makes medical topics and news easier to understand. So I'm allowed to, as a broadcaster, as a reporter, as a journalist, as a media personality, I am able to break things down. Could there be bias injected into that? Absolutely. I could make a smart aleck comment. I could, complain. And I could say, you know, the reason why this is happening is because of the Affordable Care Act. And maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have a responsibility as a journalist to not inject opinion when I'm trying to report the news. Or if I am injecting opinion, I make it so apparent. Like, for example, if I talk about a study on fish, and personally, I would rather eat beef, right? You know, if I put that in there, it's obviously an opinion piece. But if I say beef is better, that's a problem. Because now I am trying to state a fact that's my opinion. So the reason why we have fake news is because this is what people want. If you have half the country who dislike Donald Trump, don't you think they would love to see an article that's anti-Trump or Melania or whatever? They would rather read that than an article saying, oh, you know, Trump's making good on his campaign promises. When people are mad, all right, they are going to then avoid the truth. They're going to be in denial. They're going to close their ears. So how do these news agencies stay financially alive? How do they still stay in business? They need to make sure they appeal to people who don't like what's in the news. Now, sometimes negative news is also very, I don't want to say advantageous because from a marketing standpoint, you know, a tragedy, accident, you know, something like that, that occurs in the news, people will read. They need to know what's going on. And that's when everybody seems to unite for a second and they watch the news and they go, oh, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. But then after the first couple minutes, right, of the actual news story, all of a sudden, you get the opinion pieces. Well, yeah, it's because of, you know, Obama's immigration policies, or it's because of Trump's rhetoric, or it's because of, and you're like, oh, come on, just give me the gosh darn news. But people want to, as they go through the emotional changes, especially, you know, the anger part of it, right, they want to fuel their anger. So they want to see studies, or they want to see articles that mimic how they feel, so it makes them feel better. They go, well, look, I agree with what this author said. This author agrees with me. You know, so that means I must have it together. And so now news has become, I think, you know, so many more people watch news now than they did in the past. And they even, like, you know, when they come home, they'll put on CNN, they'll put on Fox. You used to come home, you'd watch the 30-minute nightly news, and then you'd start watching your sitcoms. Now, people will see on Fox, you have Hannity, and then you have Tucker Carlson, and then you have Bill O'Reilly, or whatever. And they'll just go and they'll go through all those shows. Same thing with CNN. And I'm going to watch Lester Holt, or I'm going to watch, you know, and so, you know, you actually have personalities. You have people that you like to see, and you know, they actually have shows. They have news shows. Okay, so this is something that people want. So now if what they want to do is introduce some sort of a quote-unquote vaccine where you get told before you watch the news that there could be false information, I like the idea of, if this is an opinion piece, this is an opinion piece, you know, but I don't think people are going to care. Right? You know, if they really can't stand Hillary, they're going to watch the show or they're going to read something that's anti-Hillary. If they can't stand Trump, same thing. You know, I thought Melania looked beautiful in that blue dress. I thought that blue dress was exquisite. Okay, and I thought some of Michelle Obama's dresses were beautiful too, and I've said it. Right? You know, but when people start to rip on, oh, well, she spent this money and she spent this money, she spent this money, whoever wants to read that and waste time, let them. They have a freedom to listen and complain about whatever they want. You know, but don't interrupt. Don't have that dominate the news conversation. Okay, we don't have time to sit here and listen to what you thought Melania looked like during the inauguration. It's stupid. But, you know, people, this is how they hash out. This is how they, and, you know, on one respect, maybe psychologically it is healthy. Maybe people used to listen to the news. They get so mad. It was in a day where you never talked about politics or religion. So you just went to the bar and you drank and you kept it to yourself. And you didn't talk about it. But people want to talk. People want to vent. People want to, you know, get their feelings validated. So, I don't know what the answer is, but I think fake news is on a roll, and it's not going to stop. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.